Same Marshila Prabhupada Jaya. Iskandandura Charya Shri Prabhupada Jaya.
रन गौठी वैष्णव रन की जाय नामाचार्य श्री हुईरास ठाकुर की जाय रम सय गौ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद सद्वैत गदा श्री श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जाय श्री श्री राधे कृष्ण दो भगवत सायं कुंड रत्न गिरी गौरदान की जाय वृंदावन की जाय चरणम की जाय नमो All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Sri Prabhupada. Om Maganath Timirandasha Gananjana Shlakaya Chapsurun Meditam Yaga Tasmai Shidurve Kamaha. So this afternoon we're going to finish up our discussion of Lord Chaitanya's eight prayers called the Shikshashtaka. That means the eight prayers of instruction. Ashtaka. So first of all, let's describe who Lord Chaitanya is for those of you who weren't here before or are new to Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself who appeared in Kali Yuga. Krishna appears in Kali Yuga basically in two ways. In addition to the deity form, in addition to prasadam, which all of you are enthusiastic about. But he appears in Kali Yuga basically in two ways. One is his holy name, which is called the Nama Avatar. And then there's the Yuga Avatar, who is Krishna himself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as his best devotee. To teach us, because in Kali Yuga, we're all dumb. I hate to bring that to you, that message to you. Manda Sumanda, Manda Bhagyo, Manda Bhagyo Patrita. People in Kali Yuga are unfortunate, and if you don't believe me, short-lived, short memory, go on CNN. Or USA Today, or even Fox News if you like. So any of them, just find that out, read what's happening, it's bad. It's the age of quarrel. Okay? So, in order to teach us how to be devotees, then Krishna himself has to come to set the example, and Krishna likes to do that. The reason Krishna likes to do that is because Krishna wants to be a devotee. That's the one position he doesn't usually get. Now, why would Krishna want to be a devotee? That's an interesting question. Because it's better to be a devotee than to be God. You may think differently. You may think, I like to be God. What's the benefit? What are the fringe benefits of being God? Get whatever you want. Right? Whenever you want. You don't have to work. You can play a flute. You can be with your girlfriend all the time. Well, I guess it's enjoyable. That's why Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. But of course, you get to do a lot of other things too, like maintain the universe, take care of everybody's prayers and wishes. It's a job that I don't want to have. I got enough emails as it is, without getting emails from every single living entity 24 hours a day, without a spam filter. Even a spam filter. Anyway, so that's God's job. So Krishna's able to do that, and at the same time be on vacation. Because he expands himself, and he has energies that accomplish that. Parashya Shaktir Vibhadaya Vashurite Svabhavaki Jnana Balakriya Chak. So, Krishna, though, is missing one aspect of his enjoyment. And that aspect is more enjoyable than to be Krishna's devotee, because you can experience more emotions and more ecstasy being Krishna's devotee. Especially if you're a pure devotee, and only if you're a pure devotee. So Krishna wants to come down and act as his devotee. And in order to do that, Krishna picks his best devotee. Who's Krishna's best devotee? Srimati Radharani. She's the best devotee. And so Krishna takes on her mood. And when Krishna takes on a specific mood, he changes the color of his body. Krishna Varna Tvisha Krishna. In other words, Krishna becomes golden. And Radharani's name in terms of her color is what? Anyone know? Gaurangi. And Lord Chaitanya's name in terms of his color is Gauranga, the masculine in contrast to the feminine. So Lord Chaitanya's Gauranga. And so he sets an example for us, and part of that example, or part of his setting an example, or teaching us how to be Krishna conscious, is that he gives us teachings in a very concise way. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really didn't write anything down. His followers wrote down a lot, except for these eight prayers, which are called the Shikshashita prayers. And these eight prayers are not only prayers to teach us how to pray to Krishna, but prayers that show the different levels of advancement in spiritual life. Now, most people don't know that spiritual life or spiritual progress is a science, right? They think it's just like, it feels good. Yato mat, what? Tato mat, right? I'm okay, you're okay. One time my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, was commenting on this. There was one book named I'm Okay, You're Okay. And Prabhupada said, I'm okay, you're not okay. So we can publish a book like that. So, not to criticize others, because we have to understand what okay is. So spiritual life isn't just like a fuzzy feeling that, you know, everything's nice, zippity-doo-dah, so as you may, for part of an American, know that song, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. Or you go to Disney World and you see this nice exhibit, it's a small world. Have you ever seen that in Disney World? I'm sure everybody's been to Disney World at least 20 times. No, you haven't. You're very unfortunate, I'm sorry. My condolences. So there's this exhibit, it's a small world, and everybody's dancing around happy. Oh, that's really spiritual. But spiritual consciousness or spirituality is a science. And that science has different stages. And so the Shikshashtika, or the Shikshashtika prayers by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, elaborate on the different stages of spiritual advancement so you can know where you're at in terms of spiritual advancement. And those different stages are, in a nutshell, first of all, the stage of being having a little interest in Krishna consciousness or interest in the Vedic literatures. And then hanging out or associating with those who are spiritual. And then doing what they're doing. Because if you associate with certain people, you begin to do what they do, right? Isn't it? Like my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, said, if you go to a bar, what are you going to do? Chant Hare Krishna? No. You're going to trade. And if you go to the stock market, after a while, you're going to invest in the stocks. So, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya. And then, as you're chanting, that's doing what the devotees are doing. You undergo this process of getting rid of things you don't want, like your mortgage on your house. No. Like, we're just throwing these things out to make sure everybody's awake. Like lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, things that are actually disturbing your mind, making you unhappy. I mean, envy doesn't make us happy, lust doesn't make us happy, anger doesn't make us happy. And so after that, you get so enthusiastic, you become steady in spiritual life. And after that, you become so enthusiastic that you have a taste for chanting and hearing about Krishna. And after that, you become completely attached to Krishna. And after that, you know, we're giving the next stages. You experience so much emotions, and that's what we're going to talk about today, because we've gone to the next to last stage. And then after that, you just love Krishna so much that you'll accept anything he does. And so each of these different stages is mentioned or connected to a particular verse in the Shikshashtika. And so, also, each of these different verses in the Shikshashtika have different stages of devotional service, and this is really esoteric. For those of you who like esoteric things, each of these verses is connected to a different pair of names in the Mahamantra. Everyone's heard of the Mahamantra? No. What's the Mahamantra? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. No, that's not the Maha Mantra. The Maha Mantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Maha Mantra has 8 pairs of words, right? Hare Krishna, that's one pair. Hare Krishna, another pair. Krishna Krishna, another pair. Hare Hare, another pair. Hare Rama, another pair. Hare Rama, Rama, another pair. See what I can do. Rama, Rama, another pair. Hare Hare. And each of those pairs refers to one of these verses in the Shikshashika. This is really esoteric. And each verse in the Shikshashika refers, I'll get even more esoteric, so you know when you advance in devotional service what you can actually get into. It's really happiness. So each one of these verses in the Shikshashika refers to a different time in Krishna's day. Krishna has a schedule. He's not on Indian standard time. He's never late. Just like last night we went for a dance performance, everybody was late. I was saying, this is bad. Doesn't anyone have a watch? Krishna doesn't have a watch. One time in a temple in India, they put a watch on Krishna. It's no good. That was in Vrindavan. No, Krishna doesn't have a watch. Because Krishna says, kalo asmi. I am time. So Krishna doesn't need a watch. So, anyway, so Krishna has different times of the day he does things. In the early morning, he gets up, obviously. But he's not at home. Oh, I guess we're getting too esoteric for Sunday. No? You don't like it? Well, she's on a higher platform. Devotional service, so Krishna gets up in the morning, and the problem is he's not at home. And his mother discovered, you know, he's just a little boy. What would happen if you weren't at home in the morning when your mother checked on you? She'd call 911. You know, obviously you wouldn't be dancing with the gopis. That would not be appropriate. We'd put you on Facebook then. So, Krishna gets up and he's with the gopis, specifically Srimati Radharani, and they wake him up. Not all of them. They don't just shake him. The animals just like chirp, chirp, chirp. That's the birds. And they say, wake up! And then Krishna gets up, runs home. Of course, when Krishna runs home, and of course Srimati Radharani is there, by accident, should I get into this or something? Anyway, I guess a little bit of... We're Janmashtami, I guess Krishna's inspired me. I didn't plan it like this. So by accident, Krishna puts on Radharani's clothes, and Radharani puts on Krishna's clothes. So Krishna, you know, just somehow or other gets back home in time for Mother Yashoda. This is the second part of the day. Mother Yashoda opens up the door to Krishna's room, and there's Krishna dressed in what color?
Blue.
And she says, what happened? And he says, well, actually I put on Balaram's dhoti by accident. So anyway, this is a little taste. I can't go through the whole day because there's a lot of things to discuss. So there's eight different times of the day when Krishna does different things in Braj and Vrindavan. And these relate to different verses in the Shikshashika. Beginning with the early morning time, like getting about 3:30 in the morning. That's the first verse. So, without any more esoteric things, we'll get on to today's discussion of the seventh verse in the Shikshashika. And this verse refers to the platform of Bhava. Now, Bhava means emotion. You know, extreme emotions, feeling, separation from Krishna. So, we can read this verse together. That's why it's up there. And then we'll read the translation. 1, 2, 3. Yugayin tan vimishena chakshusha purushayutam Yugayin tan jagatsarvam Govinda virahinamme. And the translation is, my Lord Govinda, because of separation from you, I consider even a moment a great millennium. Tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I see the entire world as void. So this is a very advanced platform of devotional service. And of course, first, there's meeting between Radha and Krishna, meeting between Krishna and his devotees, and then after a while there's separation. I mean, just like in the description in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you have Krishna calls to the gopis. How does he call the gopis? Does he use a horn? What does he use? A flute. That's Krishna's instrument. It's Vedic. So Krishna calls the gopis, and the gopis just like run away from home. Some of their husbands are saying, where are you going? And they say, hasta luego in Spanish. Goodbye. Or they ignore their husbands, or the husbands, to keep them there, what do? They lock the room of their poor wives, and the wives go to meet Krishna in their spiritual body. So they all go to see Krishna, and one of the first things that happens is Krishna says, why are you here? What are you doing here? Go back home, girls. It's not appropriate to be out in the middle of the night. I don't know why I'm talking about things like this. It's not appropriate. And the girls, they get very upset with Krishna. And Krishna says, there's animals out, just go back home, you're chased, girls, this will ruin your reputation. And they're not concerned with their reputation, because they love Krishna so much. They don't care what anyone thinks. And of course, in Vedic society and proper society, that is probably the worst possible thing that can happen, that a girl can do, to ruin her reputation. But she doesn't care, she loves Krishna so much. And then, what happens is, the gopis, they start thinking to themselves, is very fortunate to be meeting with Krishna. What does Krishna do? He leaves them. Oh my God. Oh yes, my God. So, Krishna leaves them, and then leaves them with Radharani, and then he leaves Radharani. And they're crying, as they're crying in separation from Krishna, they're imitating Krishna's pastimes. Like one gopi will take the role of the Kaliyanag. Everyone knows what the Kaliyanag is? Kaliyanag is the serpent, you know what I use. They're the Kaliyanag, the serpent. And another gopi will take the role of Krishna, and she dances somewhere over the first gopi's head. And they're enacting all these different, lifting Govardhan Hill with the pinky of her left hand. So they're enacting all these different pastimes of Krishna, feeling intense separation. And so this intense separation is more intense than meeting Krishna. Amazing. You know, what do they say? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. But the interesting thing about intense separation from Krishna is there in the feelings of separation. And the interesting thing about intense separation from someone in this world, they're not there. I mean, just like sometimes I may feel separation from some family members that passed away. I mean, we all have family members that passed away. But they're not there in the feelings of separation. But in the feelings of separation from Krishna, you connect with Krishna. So this is a very, very high platform of devotional service, and the emotions become very intense. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited this to an extreme degree when he was present on the planet a little more than 500 years ago. For example, sometimes he was having dreams of separation from Krishna. And then when his servant woke him up, he said, why did you wake me up? You brought me back from Vrindavan to this place. Another time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Lord Jagannath, that's Jagannath and Jagannath Puri, and he saw Krishna Kurukshetra. He says, why am I here? So many stories of separation. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling so much separation, he would hit his head on the walls of the place where he was staying, which was called the Gambira in Jagannath Puri. And they had to put someone there, his name was Shankara Pandit, to actually be Lord Chaitanya's pillow, so that Lord Chaitanya wouldn't really just exhibit these extreme moods of separation. And sometimes, even though they locked the doors where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed, he would run out, he would be able to escape, and then they'd find him one time by the gate to the Jagannath temple, and his body had shrunk like a tortoise. All the limbs had shrunk up into his body. And when they chanted Hare Krishna, then he came back to external consciousness. Another time he was walking by the sea in Jagannath Puri, and he just jumped into the ocean, floated down to the Kornath, the sun god temple, which is several miles away. And the fishermen had to catch him. And all his limbs were extended. The fishermen thought it was a ghost, because Lord Chaitanya was just chanting and feeling the mood of separation. So in this way, and another time, just one other story about this, Lord Chaitanya one time saw a sand dune. Just like here in North Carolina, you have dunes, right? Actually, I don't think I've ever been to the coast here. And I've been here for 40 years. Anyway, so I've heard you have dunes, you know, sand dune. And when he saw a sand dune, it reminded him of Govardhan Hill. And he just ran to the sand dune. And this is what happens in the mood of intense separation, the mood of the intense bhavas or emotions. And I want to read you about some of these emotions. Read to you about some of these emotions. There's 33 of them. And I'll read quickly. So these are all, for us, it means coming attractions. We're not on that platform now. Some of you may be on that platform. Anyone on that platform here? Gopal? Anyway, so these are things that we can expect. The reason I'm describing these things is not that I'm on the platform, so that these are things that we can expect out of performing bhakti, the ecstasy that we can experience. It's amazing. And it goes on and on. It's Kevala Nandakanda. It's Anandamaya Vyasat. I mean, it's unlimited bliss. The material pleasures that we get from the mode of passion in the beginning are like what? At the end are like poison. Isn't it? You get something and you get frustrated with it. You say, oh, when am I going to get that new computer, for example? See if I'm going to tell him. Oh, I got it. Ecstasy. Next day, oh my God. Anyway, so, but spiritual life may be difficult in the beginning, but then at the end, it's like ecstasy, nectar, unlimited. So these are coming attractions. If we perform bhakti, I promise if you remain faithful in the process of bhakti, chant and follow Srila Prabhupada and serve this preaching mission, that you will come to these platforms. Maybe not exactly the same intensity as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but you'll come to that platform. So here are some of the ecstasy. There's 33 of these, what's called vyabhachari bhavas, or emotions. There's other emotions too. There's emotions that stimulate you, like when you see a peacock feather, it's called a vibhava. There's normal emotions for a pure devotee called astrasattvika bhava, that come from the mood of goodness. There's emotions sthayi bhava, your constant emotion in relationship, whether you're a coward boy, whether you're a gopi. Each and every one of us has one of those identities. Isn't that amazing? That some of you men sitting here are gopis. Wow. I'm not going to tell you who. Anyways, and some of you ladies sitting here are coward boys. Pretty good. And we have this identity, and once we uncover it, we realize who we are. Wow, you wake up. Wow, I'm a coward boy. I'm a gopi. Or whatever. Not in this material body, obviously. We don't want to encourage sahaja. But this is a process of, this is what's in store for you. So these 33 emotions, very quickly, are indifference into the material world, moroseness, that means feeling separation from Krishna, humility, a feeling that oneself is very low, that's a humility, fatigue, it's not like depression, madness, transcendental madness, pride, doubt, shock, intense emotion, there's another one, craziness, forgetfulness, not of Krishna, bewilderment, and a feeling almost like you're dying, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if I actually love Krishna, how can I live in this world? Laziness, invalidity. I'm not going to explain all these, but this is pretty intense. Shame, concealment, remembrance, argument, contemplation, attention, forbearance, jubilation, eagerness, anger, jealousy, impudence, sleep, deep sleep, and awakening. And of all these symptoms, we do experience the reflection of these symptoms in this material world, don't we? I mean, sometimes we get angry, sometimes we get jealous, sometimes we go to sleep, sometimes we wake up. But these are experienced in the spiritual world because this world is a reflection of the spiritual world. Like a banyan tree reflecting on a river. Or in a body of water that's upside down, with the branches, of course, going down and the roots going up. So this is the future for us in Krishna consciousness. So this is Lord Chaitanya's prayer of separation. We may not be on that platform right now, but that's coming. And then finally, we're going to go to the last prayer. And we can do this together. One, two, ready, go. Ashlishava padagatam panashtumam adarshanam marmatam parotuvat yata tata bhavadatu lampato matrana natas tu saheva naparaha. And let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who is falling at his lotus feet, or let him trample me or break my heart by not visible to me. He is a debauchee after all, and he can do whatever he likes, but still he alone and no one else is the worshipful Lord of my heart. I just want to read one verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, actually several verses, about Radharani. This is Radharani's mood, the mood of intense, pure love of Krishna. Not asking Krishna for anything, but let's get to this one. So Radharani is speaking like this. Sometimes Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya is speaking in the mood of Radharani. Sometimes Krishna gives up the company of other gopis and becomes controlled mind and body by me. Thus he manifests my good fortune and gives others distress by performing his loving affairs with me, Radharani speaking. Or since, after all, he is a cunning, obstinate devachi, that means not faithful, with a propensity to cheat, he takes to the company of other women. He then indulges in loving affairs with them in front of me to give distress to my mind. Nevertheless, he is still the Lord of my life. I do not mind my personal distress. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna. For his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. So try to contemplate on that particular verse, or in that particular meaning, that a devotee is simply thinking of giving Krishna pleasure. Now, one may say, does that mean I will become miserable? You know, is Krishna just going to make me miserable? I mean, look what he did to the pond. But let's take an example from the Sanatana Goswami's book, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And Narada Muni went to the Pandavas, and he said to the Pandavas, you are the best devotees of the Lord. And the Pandavas said, we are not the best devotees of the Lord. Why? Because we set a very bad example of what it means to be a devotee. Because people think you get to be a devotee and look what happens to you. What happened to the Pandavas? Anyone? They got Draupadi almost disrobed in the gambling match, you know, after the gambling match. Then almost burnt to death in the house of Lak. Had to go in exile. So many things happened. You know, Bhim Sain was almost killed with poison. Of course, he got stronger after that because he drank the Rasa Kundam. So people will look at that and say, the devotee. And look at the gopis in Vrindavan. Krishna left them at a young age, right? Imagine that. He promised everything to them, and then he goes to Mathura and he doesn't come back. So you're thinking,
What's the happiness in it for me?
Well,
ready? The happiness is in love. That pure love. That's really what will satisfy the self. As Bhagavatam says, Navaipumsam paro dharma yato bhakti ahoksaje ahaitaki apretiyata yadma supersedate. The topmost dharma, that which satisfies the heart, is bhakti. Now what is bhakti? What does that word bhakti mean? The word bhakti comes from the word bhaj. It doesn't mean worship. It means to give one's heart. So giving one's heart and loving, and Krishna reciprocates. From this verse it may appear that Krishna doesn't reciprocate. Krishna reciprocates with you by giving you the greatest happiness, because that is your constitutional position, to be able to serve Krishna. And that's pure devotional service. I know this is a very high platform. Most of us cannot relate to this. Most of us cannot pray like that. You know, Krishna, do whatever you want. I mean, is anyone ready to pray like that? Any volunteers? Krishna, crush me by your embrace. Leave me brokenhearted. Do anything you want, Krishna. No. But that's the price for pure devotional service. As stated in the Bhagavatam, what tate nakampam suchamikshamana pujanavatma kritam vipakam ritbhav bapurvir vidadam namaste jiveta yomukti pure sudaya. That pure devotional service is inherited by us, dayabhak, by serving Krishna and tolerating all the reverses that will occur in this world, all the reverses that will occur. And we take them as a token reaction for our past activities in this world. Then we become happy. Happiness is within, and that's waiting for us. So don't get scared by this pure devotional service. Krishna, you can do anything. Because the devotee is always with Krishna. When the devotee chants in inspiration the holy names of the Lord, Krishna is there. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra Purna Shivanda Jivukto Vinatvam Namanami. No, Krishna is there in his holiness. We're never separated from Krishna. And therefore, Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, it's my favorite verse, Yomam Pashati Sarvatra Saram Chamayam Pashati Tashaham Napanashami Sacha Me Napanashati. And that's 6:30 in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse 30. And it says, Krishna says, the one who sees everything in me, sees me in everything and everything in me, is never lost to me, nor am I ever lost to him. So, anyway, this Shikshastika is our coming attractions in Krishna consciousness. So, any questions or comments? We don't want to go on too long. Yes, Purvaji.
First.
So, a microphone for Purvaji.
I was curious, where did this translation come from?
Chaitanya Charitamrita is Prabhupada's translation.
So my question is,
from the Anjalila, the chapter 20 of the Anjalila of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yeah, the different translation ones he's learned it before that came out. This one section, he is a debauchee after all and can do whatever he likes. So what does that actually mean? Because he's a debauchee, he can do whatever he wants.
Krishna is very, well, let me put it in common language without freaking anybody out. Krishna is very tricky, he's very independent, and he can do anything he wants. He's called Swarat. Swarat, that's described in the Bhagavatam, the beginning of the Bhagavatam. That means he's independent, and he's also up to kama. He gets what he wants, whenever he wants, without asking anybody for it. That's God. And he doesn't have to answer to anybody. I have to answer to so many people. Just like even in ISKCON, we have a bureaucratic system. I'm not a bureaucrat, don't worry. So we have a bureaucratic system. So we have a GBC. If I don't cross my T's and dot my I's, then I hear from the bureaucratic system. I'm a member of the GBC, but that doesn't mean it's an old boys club. So I'm responsible to someone. Even my position, I can't just do anything and everything. I'm not independent. I'm ultimately responsible to Śrīla Prabhupāda and to Krishna. But Krishna is not responsible to anybody. Wow. He can do anything he wants. And he can allow himself to get chastised, like when he allowed Mother Yashoda to time up. But he didn't have to allow that. Krishna could have just kept the ropes getting too short. He could have done that forever. And stuck his tongue out of Mother Yashoda. But instead, you know, Krishna, because of the Ras, exchange of memos with Yashoda Mai, he decided to allow himself to get tied up. But he's independent. That's what it means. Debauchery here. He can do it, but he's controlled by the love of his devotees. That's pretty interesting. In other words, it's a fancy word. Ontologically, his position, his power, he's independent. But through love, you can control Krishna. If you simply want to please Krishna, and that's your only desire, then you can control Krishna like Radharani. Radharani sometimes exhibits her man or her anger towards Krishna, which Krishna loves. Those of you who are married, do you love it when your wife is angry with you? No? Raise your hand if you like it. No, you don't like it. Krishna likes it because he enjoys all these different emotions, that some of which are unpleasant in this world, you know, love, you know, this anger or jealousy, right? But Krishna enjoys it. So he gets Radharani, Radharani gets angry. And Krishna, in order to just get back with her, what does he have to do? He has to touch her feet and cry. There's a place in Braj called Manasarovara, and there's a picture of Krishna crying and touching Radharani's feet. Please forgive me. Of course, he's very tricky. He wanted to make her angry. Sometimes Krishna makes her angry by reciting the name of Chandravali, her so-called competitor. He says to Srimati Radharani sometime, why am I speaking about this something, please? Anyway. Whatever. So he says to Srimati Radharani, your face is like many moons. And the word for many moons is Chandravali. You imagine saying to her, to your wife, that your face is like my girlfriend. You'd be in trouble. You know, nowadays, who knows what she would do. But anyway, so he says, your face is like Chandravali. And she walks out and she stations her associates, Lalita, with a stick to beat Krishna if he comes near. So Krishna has to dress sometimes like a lady to approach Srimati Radharani so he can get in through Lalita's guard. And then he has to beg her for forgiveness. So anyway, these are all wonderful pastimes, and those of you who participate in Krishna consciousness will get a chance to see these pastimes firsthand with your spiritual eyes, not in some movie on YouTube. You'll see them with your spiritual eyes. Really, this is... I can't think of a nicer coming attraction or a nicer thing to offer to any of you than this. Eternally be absorbed in these tasty exchanges between Krishna and his devotees. Yashoda Mai, the gopis, the coward boys. Wow. I want to do that. That's more important to me than getting a Tesla. So, any other questions? Actually, we should. The Janarayan is saying them. So we have to get on. So, anyway, so he'll be making. So, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. So, we want to encourage everybody to participate in this very nice Kalash Abhishek of the deities. You get the blessings of the deities. There's some very special kalashes. But one thing, I have an advertisement from me. If any of you are interested before Janmashtami, I have a few of these available today. See, what is it?
Yay!
I want one. You want one. Just see me after Narayan makes his announcements. I have a few of those available. One of my hobbies, spiritual hobbies, is photography, so we do these things. And we have this size and also 11 by 14 size. This is a big poster size. So anybody's interested, see me, but Edition Ryan has a more important announcement about the Colossians. Okay? So it's all yours.